This is Valley Edition. In an effort to connect Hmong college students with their heritage, Fresno State is now offering a minor in Hmong language studies. It's the first of its kind in the Western U.S. and only the fifth in the nation. FM 89's Ezra David Romero recently sat down with the creator of the program, Dr. Cao Li Yang. She says more than 100 students have already signed up.
You've been working on this Hmong minor for multiple years, right? Tell me about how that process has unfolded.
The linguistic department wanted to have a minor. It was Dr. Jean Wang. She's a linguistic professor. She came up with the idea, and so she asked me to coordinate the Hmong program. And then from that, she asked me if I'm willing to work for the Hmong minor. So I reorganized all the curriculum and I wrote 5 textbooks in 2 years.
Wow, five textbooks.
Yeah, for 5 classes. And this summer I just finished, because in the Hmong language you have 2 dialects, the white Hmong and the green Hmong. And usually we teach only white Hmong. And I, for the past years, I felt I need to do something for my green Hmong student as well. So this summer, I finished with my colleagues, Dr. Cho Li, who's teaching with me as well, for the Hmong 1B, the second semester, a textbook in green Hmong. And I can say this is the first textbook in the world in green Hmong.
Wow.
A normal one with all the lesson, with the audio file, the lab, with the workbook.
Was it hard to make those 5 or 6 course books that you had to write yourself?
Oh, it was so challenging. I kind of say I almost died. It will be too childish. But it's almost like this. Because I want to make textbook like French or Spanish textbook. I also, because you have no place to go to learn how to teach more. And I have to make those textbook teachable for people who don't know how to teach, people who know the language, who have the passion for teaching the culture, the language, but they don't know how to use pedagogy to teach, so I have to make those textbooks. I have to record hundreds and hundreds of files. So, for example, in most of my classes, the audio file, the lab exercise are in both dialect, white Hmong and green Hmong, for example. Yes, and for the Hmong 4 100-101, I did not write all the text because I'm not enough knowledgeable. So I need to use a very diversified source of resources. So I asked a lot of people all over the world to allow me to use the textbook freely. So I make sure the textbooks are cheap. So, for example, for the minor, for 6 courses, students will be paying only about $150 textbook.
Are there other Hmong minors at other universities in the country?
Yes, you have 4 other in the Midwest, mainly. But the difference is here in Fresno, we have a minor focusing on language. And the 4 other is more topics. They use English to teach, and they have a few courses in Hmong language, but the focus is not on language learning.
So you're focusing on language. Does that mean you're going to teach the students in Hmong?
Yes. Most of the courses will be in Hmong language. You can not only teach the skills, you have to teach a student to process in that language. Each culture, each language is different because in that culture, in that language, you have the different approach, cognitive skills. So I want my Hmong student not only to be able to speak the language, but to understand, to approach issue from the Hmong perspective. And for that, you have to speak the language.
Is it a requirement that you speak Hmong before you take these courses?
No, it was very funny. I have a student, he came to see me. He said, Madam, I need to take Hmong 1A. Hmong 1A is open to everyone, people who never took Hmong before and people who do not speak the language.
What are the courses these students are going to take? What are they going to learn?
We learn how to greet people, how to show politeness, how to address people, how to express emotion, how to cook, talk about cooking. And you go to Hmong Wen B, so you learn other situation. For example, how to describe, how to give a direction in Hmong. And then you go to Hmong 4. Hmong 4 is the first semester where you are introduced to literature. So we learn a poem, but we write poem too. And something amazing about that Hmong 4 class, I learned from many parents that they gave a different name to that Hmong 4 class. They called it Miss Hmong class. Because the activity, the skill I developed in the Hmong 4, it's very well to prepare people to participate to the beauty contest. It's amazing because I teach a student to do informational speech, how to write poem, how to sing, and those are the skills in order to be able to participate to beauty contest.
Yeah, you're talking about the Miss Hmong beauty contest that happens every year,
yes,
right? During
every year.
Like January-ish, yes. Right?
And I happen to sponsor several of my students because I believe that you learn a language, you have to know how to use it. And so be able to go to participate to a contest, you're going to use your skills and show to your parents and the community that you know the language, you know how to behave appropriately.
Why do you think it's so important for this Hmong minor?
Oh, I came out with an idea. I don't know if it's related to Hmong minor or not, but in a sense, since 2000 and 2010, the population, people under 24 years old, you have more than half, 50%. And I said to myself, we have such a small population, half are under 24 years old, and the people capable to lead the young, those people range of percent, it's only about 10 to 15%. So we have a few capable leaders or elderly or parents to take care of those children. So for the Central Valley, we need a Hmong minor to train leaders. Also to help the new leader to understand how to deal with the population, the young people.
So it's more than just a Hmong language minor. It's a way of training young people to become the next leaders in the Hmong community here.
Yes, I wish to have really to do that. I talk about reconnecting with a very long tradition of culture, because in that culture you have really good values as well.
How many students are enrolled so far in your courses?
Yes, right now we have about 120 students. I believe we're going to have about 50, 60 minors.
Pretend I'm one of your students, mm-hmm. Walking into your class this semester for the first time. What are you going to teach them?
Politeness, for example. The first lesson we do is how to greet people. So to say hello, you say nyo zhong.
Nyo zhong.
And you say welcome to my house. So you say ga tuo lao.
Ga tuo lao.
Not too bad. So if you have someone, a brother or sister coming back home, you don't use ga tuo lao, you have to use ga lao lao.
Ga lao lao.
But you have a guest, someone who is not part of the family, so you say ga tuo lao. And so to reply, you will use a second word, and the verbs, tuo is to come. So you reply, you said, tuo.
Tuo.
Uh-huh. So we can redo, nyo zhong ga tuo lao.
Tuo.
Perfect.
Are we missing anything? Is there anything else you want to add about the Hmong studies minor?
Yes, I really want to send a message to parents to encourage their children to take Hmong. And I believe some of the students have a misconception about Hmong language. They believe that the language, they don't need it because they live in the United States. And I want to say to them that the language also is a professional tool. Because we live in the Central Valley, we have a aging population, and some of them only speak Hmong. So as a nurse, as a social worker, as a doctor, as employees working for in relation with the Hmong community, they do need to speak the language in order to make their life easier. And the Hmong is not a difficult language. We use Latin We don't have a specific writing systems. We use Latin, the alphabet Latin, so it makes the learning quite easy. I spent about, we can talk about 25 years of my life to do research on how to teach the correct pronunciations, how to teach grammar, basic skills. I am not only a linguist, but also an anthropologist specialized in the Hmong study for so many years. And I want to say that I have a lot to share. So I'm trying as a professional to teach languages.
I've been chatting with Dr. Cao Li Yang. She's a professor here at Fresno State. She created all the curriculum for the new Hmong Language Studies program. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.